It's Nobel Week. Coming to you live from Reactor 4 at the Chernobyl Nuclear Plant, we break down the science behind the prizes. This is Stop, Think, Science.
You are listening to Stop, Think, Science. Please, buckle your seatbelts and put your tray tables in the upright position. You are about to embark on a journey through science and technology. Get ready to learn and expand your mind. Are you ready?
This past week was highlighted by the announcement of the 2015 Nobel Prizes. Since 1901, the prizes have been awarded to 889 individuals in six categories: medicine and physiology, physics, chemistry, literature, peace, and economics. Let's take a quick look at the science Nobel Prizes from last week.
The Nobel Assembly at the Karolinska Institute has today awarded the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine, with one half jointly to William C. Campbell and Satoshi Omura for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by roundworm parasites, and the other half to Yu-Yu Tu for her discoveries concerning a novel therapy against malaria.
This year, the prize in medicine went to three scientists that worked to develop treatments for diseases that plague the developing nations. Canadian William Campbell and Japanese scientist Satoshi Omura discovered the avermectins, which are highly effective in killing roundworm parasite infections. River blindness, caused by a parasite, is on the World Health Organization's list of neglected tropical diseases and has been greatly influenced by the avermectins. Yu-Yu Tu from China was paramount in discovering artemisinin, which is a molecule that has had huge implications in fighting against malaria. Her work studying traditional Chinese medicine led her to the discovery of this compound as an extract from an herbal tea. Malaria is a parasitic infection that is transmitted through mosquito bites or contact with infected blood. These diseases affect hundreds of millions of individuals and are difficult to treat due to financial, cultural, and socioeconomic challenges. The discovery of robust and effective treatments saved the lives of countless people and warranted this Nobel Prize.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald for the discovery of neutrino oscillations, which shows that neutrinos have mass.
The Nobel Prize in Physics this year was awarded to Canadian Arthur MacDonald and Japanese scientist Takaaki Kajita for the discovery of neutrino oscillations and their contributions to experiments showing that neutrinos change identities. Neutrinos are minuscule particles known as subatomic particles, meaning that they are smaller than an atom. These particles are created in nuclear reactions, such as in the sun and the stars. For decades, the neutrino remained a hypothetical particle until its existence was proven in 1956. The researchers that were awarded this year took the research on neutrinos a step further by proving that they have a mass and that they oscillate from one type to another. This research has shed new light on some of the smallest particles known in the universe and was found worthy of the Nobel Prize for these reasons.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanjar for mechanistic studies of DNA repair.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year was awarded to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanjar for their research on the mechanisms of DNA repair. To explain the importance of this work and explain why it was worthy of science's most prestigious award, it is important to understand some background. Even before Watson and Crick had identified the structure of DNA in the middle of the 20th century, scientists reasoned that there must be some robust and unalterable source of information that carried genetic information. It turns out, however, that DNA is not as sturdy as previously assumed. DNA is like your clothes or your car. They're generally sturdy but can get dinged up and get some imperfections. These imperfections happen by chance, or they can happen by things like exposure to ultraviolet light from the sun. Fortunately, our bodies have developed mechanisms that repair these imperfections. The three individuals awarded this year each made significant contributions to this chemistry research and discovered that different types of mechanisms repair this DNA damage. Thanks to their work, we now have a better understanding of why we don't have permanent genetic damage by spending too much time in the sun.
Well, that wraps up the science prizes from last week. If you have any questions about anything that we mentioned this week, feel free to send them to us. You can do so at our website, by commenting on this episode, by emailing us at show@stopthinkscience.com, that's show, S-H-O-W, at stopthinkscience.com. You can tweet at us at @StopTNKScience, or you can stop by our Facebook page. Let us know what you thought of this episode, and we'll include your comments on the next show. Next week, we'll be back with an interview, so until then, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Stop, Think, Science. We are glad you could join us. Our success depends on you. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes. And if you're feeling generous, leave us a review. If you have comments or questions about anything that you heard today, don't hesitate to drop us a line at our website, www.stopthinkscience.com.